This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Cards on the Table by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. Mr. Shaitana.
My dear Monsieur Poirot.
It was a soft, purring voice. A voice used deliberately as an instrument. Nothing impulsive or premeditated about it. Hercule Poirot swung round. He bowed. He shook hands ceremoniously. There was something in his eye that was unusual. One would have said that this chance encounter awakened in him an emotion that he seldom had occasion to feel.
"My dear Mr. Shaitana," he said.
They both paused. They were like duelists on guard. Around them, a well-dressed, languid London crowd eddied mildly. Voices drawled or murmured,
"Darling, exquisite.
Simply divine, aren't they, my dear?"
It was the exhibition of snuff boxes at Wessex House, admission 1 guinea, in aid of the London hospitals.
"My dear man," said Mr. Shaitana, "how nice to see you. Not hanging or guillotining much just at present? Slack season in the criminal world. Or is there to be a robot?"